Hello, this is Pastor Merv McNair from Lighthouse Baptist Church, and I hope you're having a fantastic day. Hey, today I'm going to read from Galatians 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, I've heard this scripture read and quoted a lot, but the question that we need to ask ourselves is, okay, there's an obvious resolution here to conquering the flesh, and that is walking in the Spirit. But every time I hear that from a preacher or a teacher, and they give that as their answer, you know, praise the Lord, they're quoting Scripture. But the question is, how do we walk in the Spirit? That's the question I want to answer. And we're going to use this passage in Galatians 5 to explain it. I'll give you the three D's of walking in the Spirit. Okay, we'll keep it simple. So the first thing is you've got to be able to distinguish the Spirit from the flesh. And verses 19 through 21 reveal to us the works of the flesh. It simply says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness — that's a big word for immoral thinking — idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, says the Apostle Paul, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So that is the works of the flesh. So when you find yourself just doing nothing but looking to gratify the flesh in an overindulgent way — I understand there are appetites we have in the flesh that are natural, that are normal, they're not wrong, but we can overindulge them and then they're wrong. Then there are appetites that are sinful. Okay, so anyways, we read these works of the flesh here. We understand what they are. Verse 22 to 23 tells us the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So the very first thing we need to understand, okay, maybe, by the way, the worst enemy in your Christian life is not the person next to you. It's the person in the mirror. It is your flesh. That is an ally the devil has when he wages spiritual warfare on you. And greater Christians than you and I have been slain or wounded to the degree that they're no longer in the ministry, they no longer have an effective influence, or they don't have the influence they once had for Christ because Satan got a hold of them through their flesh. That's just the way it's going to be. And so you and I, until we learn how to do battle with our own flesh, we're not going to make it. We're not going to be an influence for Christ. We will be easy victims. And so we've got to know how to walk in the Spirit. And the very first thing is, I've got to be able to distinguish the two. Okay, if I can't show love when it's difficult, then I'm obviously not being led by the Spirit. If I only have joy in things that gratify my flesh, well, I might be fleshly there. If I can only show kindness when I know there's something in it for me, well, I'm probably led by the flesh. And so, very important, the first D is distinguish the difference between the flesh and the Spirit. You need to distinguish that, okay? You take your vehicle, if it needs work, they do a diagnostics test to tell you what's wrong. Well, the Word of God will let you know clearly, or a good Christian brother or sister will let you know, hey, you're in the flesh. So anyways, that's the first D. The second D is this. There needs to be a decision. There needs to be a decision. Once you distinguish the difference between the flesh and the Spirit in your own life, or certainly from the Word of God, you need to make a decision. If you're walking the flesh, you need to own it and understand that's sin. Nobody can please God in the flesh, says Romans chapter 8. So, man, I'm totally outside the will of God when I'm doing nothing but living after my flesh. So I've got to decide personally. Okay, I can't let somebody else decide for me. I have to decide that I'm going to walk in the Spirit. It is a personal decision, okay? It's a decision that takes, first of all, it's probably going to take confession and maybe even take some restitution. It's going to take humility, and it's certainly going to take surrender. I want you to listen to this next passage of Scripture. Verse 24 of Galatians 5 says, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." You know, there's something that we ought to do. If there are things that tempt us, that we know that we give into all the time, okay, let's just say it's alcohol. Well, then you're not wise to have alcohol in your house, okay? Maybe it's pornography. Maybe it's some immorality. Listen, clean things up and be accountable. If you're married, have your spouse check on you. Don't put yourself in a position to where you can yield to your flesh, okay? At work, maybe you work with the opposite gender a lot. Well, you need to be careful there. Your Christian testimony is, listen to me, this may sound strange to the world, but it shouldn't to a Christian. Your Christian testimony is more valuable than your paycheck. God will take care of those who take care of his business, okay? So listen, we need to decide. We need to decide that we're going to live for Christ. When it says in verse 16, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh," in a sense, that's walking in the paths of Jesus Christ. What would Jesus do? You may remember that slogan. And so that's the second D. There's got to be a personal decision. It can't be haphazard either. I mean, it needs to be clear cut. For some of you, it may be, I got to get in church. I got to be faithful to church. I got to get in the Word of God. I got to spend some time in prayer. Okay? Very, 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 very vital. You got to put yourself in a position where the Lord Jesus can influence your heart and strengthen your faith, okay? So you must decide. You need to distinguish the two, and then you need to decide that you're going to live for the Lord. You're going to walk after the Spirit. And then the third D. Oh, don't miss this. And I'm not going to read from Galatians 5 on this one. But in John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus makes a statement at the end of the verse. He says, "Without me, you can do nothing." That is so important that we understand. The third D is depend upon the Lord. Okay, maybe you're getting up from a great failure, a great sin, and man, you want victory over maybe even a stronghold in your life, okay? And by the way, it starts in the mind. It starts in the spiritual battlefield is in the mind. You got to get your thinking right. But that starts with a decision. And then you need to depend upon the Lord. You need to rest on him. You know, every night I have to charge my iPhone and my iWatch up every night. Throughout the day, the battery runs low. And so at night, I plug it in. And there have been a couple occasions where I woke up and they were not charged. You know why? Because when I looked down at the power cord, it was not completely plugged in. And I'm telling you, you and I need to be completely plugged in if we're going to depend upon the Lord's strength. It's his strength in us that gives us victory. Hey, all the Christian victories that we have in our life, all the victory over sin that we get, that God needs the glory for that, okay? So I encourage you to press toward the mark and Lord, look to be a witness. Look to be a witness for Christ. It's hard to be a witness when you're looking to do nothing but gratify your flesh. But boy, God can use you to win souls, to make an eternal difference in the lives of others if you will just let him. Remember, the three D's, distinguish between flesh and spirit, decide to walk in the Spirit, and depend upon the Spirit of Christ. And friend, you're going to make it. I hope you have a great week. God bless you. Have a good one.